Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, give me yourself. Lord, teach me how to rest in you. Teach me how to lean on you. I don't know which way to go. When my body is wrecked with pain, so many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the overflow. Come on, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
I'll bring you out, but you gotta come on.
be still and shout my praise. No matter what you're going through, come on. He'll pick you up. He'll take you in his arms. He'll make it all right. I feel that tonight. It's all right. Everything is all right. In the overflow, that shall I behold him. In the overflow, in the overflow. Hey, the devil can't stay in the overflow. He can't lie in the overflow.
this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have the near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
Oh, Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come, Father God, on this, Father God, day to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father God, we want to say thank you that you have brought us, Father God, this far through the year, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you have given us one more day to glorify you, one more day to magnify you, one more day to declare your glory in all of the earth, Father God. And as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? But Father God, we stand this morning on your promises. We stand in faith. We stand in obedience. We stand in love and joy in the Holy Ghost. Father God, embracing the brand new mercies of this day, Father God. Just, Father God, a few more days, Father God, if you tarry, and this year will be gone forever. But Father God, you've given us enough time, Father God, to make some changes, enough time to make a turn, enough time to serve you, Father God, while it is called day. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for the reason, for the season. Father God, we are not going to take Christ out of Christmas, but Father God, we know that Christmas is all about Christ. And so we want to say thank you that you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we want to say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, as we are celebrating 11 years anniversary on this day, Father God, and we say thank you for it. Father God, I want to say thank you for everybody listening in today, Father God, across the globe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, for we realize that your word will never, never, never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so we say thank you, Father God, that your promises are yes and amen. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands, Father God, where you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified, Father God, and we are not worried about nothing else, because if God be for us, who can be against us? Glory be to your holy and to your righteous name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father God, we bless you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Good afternoon. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership for our Sunday platform service. Amen, where we come to lift Jesus up higher and higher and higher. He said, lift Jesus up. Amen. He will draw all men unto himself. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it is my pleasure to serve, amen, on this afternoon. If this is your first time visiting with us, you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Amen. So have a chair and a seat at the feast. Amen, because it is definitely a feast. Amen. God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And to God be praised. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Glory be to God, Monday through Saturday. Amen. At 6 a.m. in the morning. Amen. We also have early morning prayer at 5 a.m. on Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have a lot of things going on. So we invite you, please, to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and find out more about our ministry. Amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus. I want to take you straight to the word of God on this morning, coming from the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. Philippians, chapter number 2, starting in verse number 9. And it reads like this. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. That was so good. I'm going to read it one more time. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to begin, amen, by wishing everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, amen, in this Christmas season that we have embarked upon. And truly, it is the season to be jolly. Amen. Glory be to God. And my prayer, beloved, amen, for you and for your family is that this will be one of the most wonderful Christmases you have ever known in your entire life. And as you celebrate the first coming of Jesus Christ, I want to remind you on today, do not forget to make sure that your heart is ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. In fact, beloved, I urge you to use today as a special reminder to tell everyone that Jesus is coming again soon. Because Jesus came to earth the first time and became obedient unto death on the cross, the Bible joyfully declares, in our scripture on today, it declares, quote, wherefore God so have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the first time Jesus came to this world, he came as a little baby boy that was born in Bethlehem. But the next time that Jesus comes, and it could be at any time, beloved, even today, beloved, he will come as the Lord of Lords, and he will come as the King of Kings. And according to the Bible, at that moment, at that very moment, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Notice, beloved, that the scripture says, amen, that every knee shall bow. It didn't say every other knee. It didn't say some of the knees. Every knee is going to bow. Even if you don't have a knee, you're still going to bow. The word bow, beloved, in the Greek means to bow low. Low. Glory be to God. It's the same word, amen, found in Romans 11 and 4 and Romans 14 and 11 and Ephesians 3 and 14, where the Apostle Paul uses this word as to picture a person who bends his knee in acknowledgement of God's authority. It is an action that expresses honor. It is an action that expresses respect. It is an action that expresses humiliation. And it is an action that expresses worship. Beloved, according to our scripture this morning, a day is coming. Everybody who's in heaven right now, everybody who is in earth right now, and everybody who is in hell right now will bow their knees in honor and respect and humility and worship of Jesus Christ. Beloved, it is not a question of if people will bow their knees to Jesus. It is only a question of when. It's only a question of how they will do it. Will they freely do it while still living on the earth? You can bow now or you can bow later, beloved, but you're sure enough going to bow. You can bow freely or you can bow by force, but every knee is going to bow, beloved. Glory be to God. Some people will even do it from the vantage point of hell. Glory be to God, but you're still going to bow and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. Everyone will bow, including those who have already died and gone to heaven, those who are still alive when Jesus comes, and even those who have died and are eternally separated from God. Every knee is going to bow. All will bow their knees in acknowledgement of Jesus Christ's Lordship. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And, beloved, the bending of mankind's knees in acknowledgement of Jesus' Lordship will be no quiet affair. For the Bible tells us in our scripture this morning, beloved, that every tongue shall confess. Oh, no, there's not going to be no secret. It's not going to be quiet. It's not going to be hush, hush. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That word confess, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, hallelujah, is a word, amen, hallelujah, which means audibly. Oh, we're going to hear you say it. Yeah, glory be to God. Those of a different religion, those of a different persuasion, those who don't believe in God at all, those who don't believe that Jesus is the Jesus who died on the cross, oh, yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, audibly, vocally, it's going to be a public declaration, publicly declaring a fact. It also means to speak it out, to yell it loudly. Oh, yeah. Who have ever lived, beloved? Hallelujah. We're going to declare it out loud. You're not going to whisper it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Beloved, this means the Bible is telling us that heaven, earth, and hell will resonate and resound with the voices of all who have ever lived as they thunderously shout out and acknowledge Jesus is Lord. Beloved, just as every knee shall bow, it is also a fact that every person will come that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if a person confesses Jesus to be his Lord right now in this life, it guarantees him a place in heaven. If a person refuses to make this confession now, he will still do it later. You're going to do it now or you're going to do it later, but you're going to do it. But beloved, if you choose to do it later, it will be too late to gain a place in heaven. How tragic that people die without confessing Jesus as Lord. For a day is coming when even in death, they will be required to make this confession. If they confess Jesus as their Lord now, they reap the benefits of salvation and all the promises of God. But if they do it later, it will be an acknowledgement that they were wrong and Jesus was right. You see, Jesus is always right, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says it's a sin to call wrong right and right wrong. And to call black white and to call white black. Hallelujah. However, beloved, it will not change their eternal status. If you take your last breath without declaring the Lordship of Jesus, it's too late. But when you get to hell, you're still going to bow. You're still going to confess. There's no escaping it.
Oh, no. No one amen will get past it. So, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, beloved, this Christmas, oh, come on now. As you celebrate with family, as you celebrate with friends, take a few minutes to remind everyone that Jesus is coming again. And just as surely as he came the first time, glory be to God, he's coming the second time, beloved. And if anyone has never confessed Jesus as the Lord of his life, beloved, this is what you do. Offer to take that person into a quiet room. Offer to take that person into a quiet place. And after bowing your knees with him, lead him in a confession of Jesus as Lordship that brings him into the family of God. Beloved, can you think of anything more important that could happen on Christmas? Can you think of anything? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's his birthday. Glory be to God. Regardless of what calendar you're on, regardless of what day you celebrate, if you believe that Jesus was born in September, October, November, January, it don't make a difference, beloved. He was born. The day is not important. Hallelujah. But he was born. Hallelujah. And Jesus always existed, even before his birth. When Jesus was born in the manger, oh, no, beloved, that was the pre-existent Christ. Glory be to God. He was always here, even from the beginning. Hallelujah. But that was, hallelujah, when he took on the form of flesh. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus loved us. Hallelujah. That he gave his life to die. Hallelujah. On the cross. But yea, rather, he rose again, that we, through faith, through grace, may have eternal life. If a man would believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Don't take Christ out of Christmas. Glory be to God. The greatest gift of all. Hallelujah. Look, we thank God if you can give a little gift here and there, beloved. Amen. But that's not all that important. Don't get in debt and to take you all next year to pay off. Amen. For a one-day celebration. Be wise in your spending. Glory be to God. But if you want to give somebody a gift that will last them for all eternity, if you want to give somebody a gift that won't break up while they're taking it out the box, if you want to give somebody a gift that you don't have to worry about them losing or somebody stealing it from them, if you want to give somebody a gift that really matters, give them Jesus. Give him Jesus. Glory be to God. He's the greatest gift of all. Glory be to God. Beloved, that's what it means to be ready for Christmas. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be ready. Hallelujah. Every day should be the spirit of Christmas in the heart of a believer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Jesus, he'll come in and save you. He'll come in, he'll keep you. He'll come in and deliver you. He'll come in and bless you. He'll come in and lead you. He'll be a doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom. He'll be your friend. Glory, we are a friend of God. Hallelujah. He'll be your judge. He'll be your attorney. He'll be your mother and your father. When your mother and father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. He'll be the bishop, the lover of your soul. He'll be your husband. He'll be your wife. He'll be whatever you need him to be. He'll be your banker. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He'll be your God, whatever you need him to be. He will be it. All you need, Christ has it. He has everything you need. Don't let anybody get away this Christmas holiday, beloved, without you giving them a gift. Without you giving them a gift. Glory be to God. And let them know, hallelujah, that it's Christ's birthday. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. It's all about him. Amen. Are you ready for Christmas, beloved? I'm not talking about putting the Christmas decorations up. I'm not talking about the Christmas tree. I'm not talking about food shopping. I'm not talking about getting your outfits ready and cleaning the house. No, are you ready for Christmas? Amen. Are you ready? Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us to be bold today and every day when we see our family and our friends. Father, if we see people who we know are not saved, please give us the boldness we need to speak up and ask them to pray with them, Father, to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. We don't want this day and this season to end without taking advantage of any opportunity that arises to present Jesus to someone who needs him and to lead that person in a prayer of salvation. Holy Spirit, we look to you for the wisdom and the boldness that we need to be your instrument in somebody else's life in this special season. Thank you, Father. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. If you do not know Jesus today, I would like to offer you the greatest gift, amen, to all mankind. Amen. Just repeat after me right now. We're going to, amen, lead you. Amen. Hallelujah. And a prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. That will change your life for all eternity. Amen. Repeat after me. Father, I come to you as a sinner. I acknowledge my sins. I confess my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for my sins. I acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of the universe. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. I choose to bow now. I choose to confess now that Jesus is Lord. I invite Jesus into my heart to live, to rule, and to reign. Save me, Father, this day, I pray. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. Now use me for your praise, for your glory, and for your honor for the rest of my days. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you said that prayer and meant it, your sins have been forgiven as far as the east is from the west. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because there's another soul that's been snatched out of the kingdom of hell and adopted into God's royal kingdom of light. Glory be to God and blessings. So, hallelujah. If you are saved, which means if you die tonight, amen, you'll go straight to heaven. Straight to heaven. Regardless of what you did in the past, straight to heaven. But it's not the end all. It's the beginning of your maturity. It's the beginning. A mother doesn't give birth to a baby, amen, and leave the baby on the doorstep. But the mother must care and nurture that baby. And that's just what happened to you. Amen. This is the beginning. You have been born again as a baby in the Lord's kingdom. Now, how do you grow up? Amen. You sit under good teaching. You find a good ministry such as this one. Amen. With a good teacher who don't play, who don't sugarcoat the word, who gonna love you and nurture you and tell you right from wrong. Amen. That's what you need to do. And you want to get planted there and you're going to stay there. Amen. And grow up. Amen. Hallelujah. Until you see what God, amen, wants to do and how he wants to use your gifts in his kingdom. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In form of announcement today, we are celebrating 11 years. This ministry has come together every day for the last 11 years on this platform. Every day. We didn't miss one day unless it was some technical difficulties. Maybe we had about 6 or 7 days during this 11 years where there was technical difficulties. Otherwise than that, we have been faithful. Amen. 11 years. Not only do we meet on this platform, we have a prayer altar where we meet twice a day. Amen. It used to be 5 times a day. We meet twice a day and we pray. We have Bible study. Glory be to God. We're on all the media television programs. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we have spiritual warfare training. Lord, we have morning prayer in the morning altar. Amen. At the altar in the morning room, 5 o'clock on Facebook. I'm telling you, we have outreach ministries. Amen. I'm telling you, we're just fruitful in the Lord's kingdom. So the Lord wants to celebrate us today. And so we are at 5 o'clock today. Amen. We will be coming together. Amen. For our 11th anniversary and to give tribute to our lovely ministry partners. Amen. And so to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. And then tomorrow morning, we'll be back, Lord's willing, 5 o'clock on Facebook and right back on this same platform at 6 a.m. for our morning breakfast, the Breakfast for Champions. And to God be praised. If you desire to sow into the soil of this ministry, amen, sow into God's word, his rich word, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. There's only two things that activates the kingdom, beloved. It's our love and our giving. Our love, our love walk, and our giving. Those are the two things that activate the kingdom. Amen. Are you in the activation mode? Amen. So there's several ways that you can sow. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can also go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we thank you, amen, for your giving. If you, amen, have a prayer request, amen, if you have given your heart to the Lord today, amen, glory be to God, please reach out to us, amen, at our website, amen. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We'll get our mailing address there, our phone number, everything is there. Let us hear from you. Amen. Let us hear from you, and we will pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And just believe God for the turnaround. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for the word of God going forth. Thank you, Father God, that you are helping us to be ready for Christmas. We're ready for Christmas. We're ready for Christmas when it was Easter. We was ready for Christmas at Thanksgiving. We're ready for Christmas every day. Because we know the real meaning of Christmas. And we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We thank you for the souls that gave their life to you today, Father. Father, keep them. Shelter them. Help them to grow. Give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, order their steps in your word. And we bless you. Thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice. Father God, thank you, thank you. Thank you for leading us and guiding us today. Thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow. Thank you for canceling premature death. Thank you for canceling accidents, incidents, and calamities in Jesus' name. Thank you for an anointed affair on this evening. Just outstanding, glorious, Father. Every T is crossed, every I is dotted, Father God. Father God, perfection in your sight, Father God. No drama, no confusion, Father God, just peace and order. You and you alone will be glorified and magnified, Father God. Your people will be edified in the name of Jesus. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. There will be no delay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, anything the devil meant for evil coming against anyone that's going to be in attendance in this event, Father God, we cancel it right now in Jesus' name. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this event, Father God. We dip this event 7 times in the blood of Jesus. Every participant 7 times in the blood of Jesus. The owners, the food, the environment, the building, the neighborhood, Father, the parking lot, the expressway, the traveling means of traveling. We dip it all in the blood of Jesus 7 times. We dip our homes in the blood. We dip our cars in the blood. We dip it all in the blood of Jesus 7 times. Glory be to God. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that we are unable to be touched by evil. Oh, Father God, in your anointing. Father God, every person that get up to speak, grace them, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Crucify flesh. May there be no flesh on parade. Why, Father God, in the name of Jesus, none of us, all of you, glory be to God. Help us to come under right now that as we stand before the people, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, they will see Christ in us. They will hear Christ in us. Oh, bless the dancers, Father God, and bless the music. God, bless everything, the Father God, even the seating arrangements, Father God. Everybody can't be in front. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. But Father God, you say, he who is the greatest, let him be the servant of all. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be willing to give up our seats to our guests. Put our guests up front. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we sit in the back, oh, Father God, and serve, because that is what we do. That is what we do. That is who we are. Oh, Father God, we are not looking for man's recognition, but your recognition and the recognition that you allow man to give us. And we say thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Now we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only and wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. And every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. We can bow now or we can bow later. We can bow now and willingly or bow later by force. But either way, you're going to bow. So shine them knees up. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you.
Angels, we have heard on high.